problem is too big or too small for natural Ange.
Morena Ange.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm still well.
Still well. That's good.
I've got a nice long black made by Tess. So
oh,
I'm very lucky.
That's a nice shout out.
Yeah. You're good on that machine.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
And it's herbal medicine, Kaffir Arabica. Oh. You know, it's a
caffeine.
Yeah. Oh. Well, it's the coffee bean, but you know, it's got good antioxidant properties, good for metabolism, and you know, that would be good, wouldn't it?
I like that justification. Yeah. I'm going to stick to that.
In the day, but I just keep it to one a day and not three, you know, because then you start...
Tess and I are looking very guiltily at each other, like, mm-hmm.
And then the whip at both ends, you end up losing your magnesium and B vitamins, and then you end up with PMS and not sleeping and grinding your teeth and biting your nails and getting a little bit irritable. Ooh. So, one coffee and enjoy it.
Doesn't sound like me.
No, never. It's not you two at all.
A good day is like two coffees on the breakfast show. A bad day when you're a bit tired is like upwards of three coffees. That doesn't happen that often.
I feel like you've just confessed in front of Ange, and it's not.
I know. Hey, got to be honest.
And you'll be held to account.
Ange, we've got a text for you already that's come in. Someone said, any advice for sore gums and bad breath?
I would say, go to the dentist and check out. There's nothing like an infection, and you need antibiotics, of course, and the hygienist is always good. But sore gums, myrrh tincture, and I can make you a mouthwash of this, is just amazing. It's
is that like myrrh, like the Three Kings?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Exactly. So these herbal medicines have been used worldwide, and for good reason. It's really pungent in the mouth, but good for tests, and those trade drops, trails, and minerals. And always know you've got, and that's something to the dentist, because, you know, sore gums is could be something else. Now, the bad breath, there's a couple of reasons why you can get decay too, and you need order. And it's just the now you have an infection, and then not
hurt eye hand like.
And it's a hint of toxic let down and breast cancers and things like that. So you really check about root canals. You've all got symptoms, you've got constipation problems, and digestion, which I see about that. And then the one is you've just got lugging sometimes into it for 2 hours, and then it's your knee bones. Yeah.
Oh, is that what's
quite often, you know, so when you've got a low blood sugar, you haven't eaten, it's time to eat and get bad breath. So, long of it. Statistics, but I could be mouth shutting my night at the issue there.
Sounds good.
Yeah, this is what Patsy got, and also doing the microbiota talk last weekend, which was really
good. How did
that go? Two full sessions.
Yay, that's what we like to hear.
Yeah, people were really interested and liked the handouts and things. And, you know, we're just talking about, okay, well, people can be on omeprazole and Losec and proton pump inhibitors, which inhibit the microbiota. But that's only meant to be for when you've got ulceration and things like that.
Right.
You know, like a gap, and then it heals and then you move on. You know, like I know pharmacists are going, you shouldn't be on that medication, proton pump inhibitors, that long. Mm. Like it's not a long-term thing. You know, whereas the naturopath would go, well, why have you got reflux?
Yeah.
And sort out the digestion, you know.
So you go right to the root.
Yes.
There
it might be stress. It might be that you're not having sour foods before meals, so therefore there's hardly any digestive enzyme secretion, and therefore... that starts there, you know.
So someone's texted on the topic of stress. Someone's texted, why do we grind our teeth? Which is a good question, because I feel like people do. Well, we all do it. What makes us
want to
do that?
I don't know if we all do it. I do feel like
but
some
apparently
people
go to the dentist and go, whoa, you're really wearing down your the crowns of your teeth.
Why does that happen?
Because when you're stressed, you use up heaps of magnesium. Like a magnesium excess is just not known, you know. And with white flour and coffee and sugar and all that sort of thing, we're just depleting it. And so calcium contracts the muscle, magnesium relaxes the muscle. And if you haven't got enough magnesium, you just remain in a tense state. Even subconsciously, you're biting your nails, you've got neck tension, muscle tension, flicky eyelids, and you'll grind your teeth.
Mm. Yeah. So take magnesium.
It chills that out, and then you know.
So you reckon magnesium before bed would help with the teeth grinding?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Go on my website, and on the left-hand side there's active elements, mineral appraisal. Do that, and you'll see why you need it.
Mm.
And you'll see which formula comes up for you that's the best, you know.
Fantastic. What's your next talk you've got coming up, Ange? Have you got one planned yet, or is it in the works?
Well, funny you should say it. I have got one, because I've been a bit of a nerd. I love listening to webinars, and I'm on probioticadvisor.com listening to this doctor who is the expert, Dr. Jason Horlick, about probiotics and how it can affect depression and anxiety. And so I've got one, mood, is your mood getting the better of you? And it's going to be on the 28th of September. And those who are on my mailing list will get the email. But if you want to get on my mailing list, you know, just go to naturalange.com and I'll put you on and then you'll hear about my talks. But what he wants to do is he goes, look, clinicians haven't got time to look at all the research. I've got 20 years experience of sifting out what's rubbish and what's
totally,
the truth.
Yeah.
And what strains work. So I'm giving you these webinars to give to clinicians, and then the clinicians can pass it on to the patients. So I've been in touch with Jason, and I get all my slides approved by him.
Awesome.
And so I get the authority to use his references, and I reel it out, and you get a few handouts.
Handing
and people
on the knowledge.
Go, yeah, it's handing on the knowledge, because, you know, you go to the supermarket, and I'm not being judgy or anything, but you do see white flour and coloured emulsifiers and artificial sweeteners, and you go, you poor thing, you don't know. Mm. You know, you should be having whole grains like brown rice and black quinoa, and if you buy sushi, buy brown rice sushi and all coloured vegetables. I'm talking to a gastroenterologist and we're talking about probiotics, and he goes, yeah, but it just comes and goes, and you'll go actually, you know, my birth, you're at my birth now, I'm breastfeed, and it's your, you know, and this is your brother's still under a twin, at your bleed. And yeah, and I said to him, well, your patients will go back to white bread and, you know, lunch and sausage.
Bacon,
your patient want to sell all great quinoa and yum food, started a veg off, and he's
actually doing. Thank you much for your talk.
Yes, that's right.
Fantastic.
That was Natural Ange. Naturally.